Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League. They're
here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League on the Sports Grid, Hour 3. You guys know that. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports. I'm joined by my friend, LKC Bubba, at BDNTrick on the Twitter. KC, as we are recording this, it seems like we are going to get, we know the Braves are in, and the Dodgers are up 8-2 late in this game. So it looks like it's going to be Dodgers and Braves. So I don't know if people have heard two bigger Braves fans talking to microphones, right?
Yes, this big Atlanta fan, big Atlanta fan. I don't care. We're not going to get political on this, but we are a big Atlanta Braves fans on this one.
Yeah.
And it's funny too. You mentioned that because, you know, Justin Mason and some other guys, we were talking with some Dodger fans and the idea of the Astros. Well, the idea of the Astros Dodgers playing, Mason and I said we both be Astros fans. So yeah, it's like,
it's I think I would too, but I don't. I don't know, man. That's hard.
It's tough.
I'm rooting so hard against the Astros. And of course, they're going to the ALCS. And I would really like not the Dodgers and Astros in the World Series. That would be great.
It'd be rough.
So I MLB could root heartily for someone else.
Yeah, MLB would love it. But the other part of me thinks, okay, so the Braves, I'm going to be a Braves fan, but I don't think the Braves are going to stop them. So it's going to be a Dodgers in the World Series. But sometimes it's always more fun to watch the Dodgers lose in the World Series.
Yes,
so there's something about that where it's like they get their hopes up. This is our year for like the 12th straight year. And they're worse than the Buffalo Bills right about now.
I couldn't believe when I heard that the Braves, right when the Braves won, they said the Braves are going to the NLCS for the first time in 19 years.
It seems because like we're so much closer than that.
I remember that series because it was against the Diamondbacks, and I think that was a 5-game series. Might have been a 4-game sweep. I know it was real quick for the Diamondbacks to get into the World Series. So I just couldn't believe, you know, I mean, just growing up when we were kids, the Braves were always in the NLCS and the World Series a bunch. So, but we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Thursday night game where, I mean, just Nick Foles is proving that he's better than Tom Brady all the time. And we'll talk about that and talk about our bets. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League on the Sports Grid and the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm joined by my friend, Casey Bubba, at BDentric on the Twitter. KC, tell everybody where all your work is, what all you do, and so they can appreciate all of your awesome work.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, like you said, at BDentric, and everything will get tweeted out there many, many times. But I'm writing daily fantasy still throughout the playoffs, at least until we get down to single game action over at rotoballer.com. I do the Bench with Bubba podcast. That's my staple. Two episodes this past week. I'm going to try to get back to two episodes a week. That'll be good, but no matter what, at least one every Sunday night will be recorded for that show. And then, you know, a golf podcast, always pressing PGA DFS podcast. We'll have some season-long content coming up for fantasy baseball as well, because baseball's my passion. It doesn't stop in the offseason. Rankings are already getting worked on. I got a lot of ideas, just a matter of how much time do I have on what I want to put out there. So just follow me on the Twitter, get all the goodies there, and you'll find me once in a while chatting up with these boys on their little big show they have.
That's right. So appreciate the love there, Bubba. And this game on Thursday night looks like a good one. I mean, we're scheduled for a really good one next week, but I don't know. There's a lot of COVID stuff going on. So let's kind of address that first, because what happened with Tennessee was they didn't have anyone pop for 2 days, and then someone popped again, and I think it was a couple guys. What was that, on Wednesday? So yeah. Now, as it stands right now, the Buffalo versus Tennessee game is scheduled to be played on Tuesday. Now, that probably means if that game is played, and Tennessee has to have no more positives, which, I mean, I'm not going to place any wagers on them having no more positives, Bubba.
Taking the over on that one, Boggs.
Yeah. I mean, good God. I mean, every single time you see something, it's now the NFL is investigating for them having practices and meetings and all this stuff outside of the facility. It's just completely idiotic and terrible. But if they do play that game on Tuesday, this Thursday night game ain't getting played on Thursday night.
Yeah, they already said it's going to Sunday.
Going to Sunday? Okay, so.
So there might not be any Thursday night game next week.
I would guess that there won't be a Tuesday night game. I think
Buffalo gets a forfeit win.
Yeah, I do too. I think Tennessee's going to have to forfeit, and there's no more. You know, they already moved everything around for Tennessee and Pittsburgh last week when Tennessee had this issue. And, you know, the issue has cropped up for a couple teams. Obviously, we saw Cam Newton push the Patriots back a day. And then after that game, Stephon Gilmore popped. And everyone was worried about that because there's all those pictures of Patrick Mahomes standing next to Stephon Gilmore and, you know, the fact that these guys were hanging out together. And I thought it was funny because Dr. Chow on Twitter said, you know, if Mahomes gets COVID-19 from this, they should cancel the season. And then in parentheses, it said he won't. So he was like, look, if it was that transmissible, you know, we shouldn't be playing, but it's not.
Pretty much.
You know, let's relax on that front. But yeah, man, it's we already had the New England and Denver game pushed back to Monday this week because of Stephon Gilmore popping. So it's almost the wild, wild west out here. I mean, look, we're going to have a Monday football game at 2 p.m. my time, our time. So and then the Tuesday game is going to be at 4. I mean, this is the time of year for Tuesday football, but we usually see it from the MAC.
Hey, the MAC's coming back, too. I don't know if you saw that a couple days ago. Yeah. Their schedule is released, and we're going to get MACtion, which is phenomenal. For any degenerate out there, like, that is where it's at.
You're absolutely right. Here's what frustrates me with MACtion. Being a college fantasy football guy.
Oh, that can be very difficult, yes.
Those damn games starting on Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, it's like, did I check my lineup? Did I get that guy out? Should I have had him in? I don't know. So...
Try being a DFS guy and getting that itch going. Okay, I got like 4 days off. We're good. Oh, no, there's a two-game MACtion slate.
Let's go. Bogdan, tell me. Come on. Yeah.
Who am I playing tonight?
Yeah, who are we playing tonight in some DFS for sure? But yeah, this Thursday game was a very entertaining one, Bubba. It was, the Bears beating the Bucks 20-19, which no one really expected here. I know I didn't. But I think you got to give the Bears some credit. And really, I think the side of the ball you give the credit to is not Nick Foles and the offense. And now they did play well. I mean, Montgomery did as best as he could. Allen Robinson was still catching everything. And, look, Montgomery almost had as many catches as he had carries because they were playing from down in Tampa Bay, so good at stopping the run. But, holding Tom Brady to 19 points the week after he put up 5 passing touchdowns, and even on short rest, I think the Bears should be proud of themselves, and they're 4-1. They're looking pretty right now. They look great.
Yeah, they're getting the job done. You can't take it away from them. It's very impressive. Mitchell Trubisky's like 2-0, I believe, technically, if you want to get mathematical about it. So that's pretty good. There was people on Twitter in the first half saying there's a quarterback controversy in Chicago. Then Big Nick does what Big Nick does. And regardless, comes back and wins. I agree, the defense, like people that didn't see it, go look up Khalil Mack throwing a 340-pound offensive lineman around. That was impressive. Like, he literally was like a move out of WWE. It was one of the coolest things.
It was a hip toss. Like, if you know what a hip toss was,
he
goes through, he takes down Brady with one arm. He's tangled up with Tristan Wirfs, who's a rookie. I think Wirfs put a little mustard on it. And and he just went ahead. Okay, well, I'll just throw your ass right on the ground,
Impressive. It was like it didn't even look like it. He struggled. It just looked so easy for him. Like, oh boy, do not want to mess with Khalil Mack.
Yeah, big man hit the ground real quick. And look, Brady looked frustrated in this game. I think is the best way to describe it because look, he was 25 of 41. He didn't have a pick. 253 yards, a touchdown, but. It's hard to blame Brady and the Bucs offense for playing bad. Number one, you're on short rest. Number two, you're down Chris Godwin. They made Leonard Fournette active, which makes me super mad, Bubba, because now I have to cut someone from all of my teams where I have Leonard Fournette because he's not going to be able to be on the injured list for this weekend. So that's going to be annoying when I go to try to make moves. But Fournette didn't even get in the game, and Tyler Johnson was your leading receiver, the rookie out of Minnesota for the Bucs, who is a great player, and I'm excited to see him. But no Godwin, you had Mike Evans, who was basically a decoy, and I mean he still led the team in targets. Gronk looked decent for what he was doing, and Ronald Jones had a couple nice big runs, but just not enough to get it done. And I think the thing that played the Bucks and will continue to, unless everything gets fixed by some miracle, it's the offensive line. It's not great as far as run blocking goes, and a couple missed plays ended Brady in the dirt, and he had constant pressure in his face from Chicago. So I think that's the we know what the kryptonite for the Bucks is, and it's not on defense, and it's not on Tom Brady. It's the O-line.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've known throughout the years, the way to beat Brady, it's common sense to beat any quarterback. We've seen it with Brady, is if you get pressure on him, he's very human. We've noticed that. And the Bears are up in his grill a lot. Like especially when it was big time drop back, when they knew they could pin their ears back, they were up in his mess. So it was impressive seeing Rojo run pretty wild again, because it's always hard to buy back into what if he's actually relevant or not. But he looks really, really good. I'll give him that much. And the coverage, like the defense in the secondary for Chicago is good. So if you look at, 9 targets for Evans, 5 catches. Gronk had 6 targets, 3 catches. There's a lot of targets and a lot of mixed catches. So very good defense there. A lot of pressure on Brady. It was a good effort by the Bears. We've seen it with the Bears in the past few seasons. It's usually defense that gets this team to where they need to be. And then in the postseason, they miss a field goal or something. So they're right on track to, challenge the Green Bay for that North crown once again.
Yeah, and Minnesota looks very human right now. Detroit looks like a normal Detroit season.
Yeah.
So, it's that conference is up in the air. I mean, look, Green Bay looks dominant right now, and it's going to be tough to beat them. But, like Bubba just said, you move any quarterback off of their spot, and they're going to start to get rattled and miss throws in the fourth quarter and tire out and all that stuff. So we got to take a break. When we come back, We're going to take a look back and see how we did on our bets last week and look forward to this week. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. No crying, Bubba. We're coming back after this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo! All night!
Welcome back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I am joined by Casey Bubba at BDentric on the Twitter. And we are looking ahead to week 5. Now, look, we know that there's some bye weeks, right? There's 2, which is annoying. Like, just do a bunch or don't do any. Come on, what do you got to do 2? But Green Bay and Detroit are both on a bye. Most likely Buffalo and Tennessee are both going to end up being on byes. And then New England and Denver, that game, I am assuming, is going to get played, just push back a day on Monday. But we don't have lines on some of those. So there are some question marks. But looking back at what happened last week, Bubba, you know, I said no crying. You didn't do bad. You were 7-7 on both. So
I'm average.
Yeah, I think you were upset at that. But hey, you know, the Welsh, 9-5 against the spread last week. One game under on the over-unders. I was 8-6 and 7-7. So I think you're right there. You're right, hovering around 500 against the spread and just over on over unders. I am getting killed on my over unders, although my parlay did hit. Jacksonville, Cincinnati over, Seattle, Miami over, and Buffalo -3 hit. So I was happy about that. So, but let's go ahead and jump into this week. And the very first game here, Bubba, is an interesting one because the Cardinals have not looked good. But if there's a team that can make anyone look good, it's the New York Jets. We just saw them lose to the Brett Rypien-led Denver Broncos last week on short rest for his first ever NFL start. Still, I question why they started him, but whatever. You know, it was fine. Brett Rypien got in there and won a game for the Denver Broncos. But the Cardinals have looked very, very human the last couple weeks. And they are going on the road to the Jets. They're still 7-point favorites. The over on this game is 47.5. How do you see that one playing out, Bubba?
Well, you buried the lead that the Jets have an elite quarterback playing now. So yeah, that's going to be a big deal in Joe Flacco this week. So we got to watch out for that. But yeah, man, Arizona, after 2 weeks, we thought they were guaranteed a playoff spot. And the last 2 weeks have been pretty, pretty rough with them. But Kyler Murray, Hopkins and company, this could be the get-right spot you're looking for, like you said, against the Jets.
They're definitely a slump buster.
Definitely. Like Mark Grace, big fan of the Jets. But when we look at Arizona here, I'm going to take the bait here, and I'm going to take Arizona -7 because I do think that their offense is so explosive that the Jets won't be able to keep up because Adam Gase is making play calls. So give me Arizona and give me the under in this one.
The under, okay, yeah. So you and the Welsh are both going under. I picked AZ in the over because I don't have a good feel on this game. So if you don't have a good feel in 2020, take the over. Do that. That is, I'm learning. I'm learning as the weeks go on, even though I'm still buried below 500 on my over-unders. I'll get there. Now, Carolina is on the road against Atlanta. Atlanta is a 1.5-point home favorite. 53.5 is the over on this one. Joe and I discussed this one at length. We were very surprised on the Line Star Show that, that Atlanta is favored in a game, even at home, because they look so terrible. But Carolina, we know, it's been the tale of 2 weeks for them. They look real bad the first two. The last 2 weeks, they've looked pretty good. What are your thoughts on Carolina at Atlanta?
Yeah, Carolina looked really good last week against Arizona. Teddy B looked phenomenal. Robbie Anderson's been great. Mike Davis, who's CMC, Rick, really? But that was a complete joke, people.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, don't come after
it. Complete joke on that one. But I like Carolina a lot in this one. I do
Carolina.
Like, yeah, I do like the development that they've made in their offense. Their defense is still not great, but hey, neither is Atlanta's. So give me Carolina winning outright in Atlanta and the over.
Samesies. I got Carolina and the over. I mean, you know, if you're going to take them plus the 1.5, you might as well take them outright. So I just,
Atlanta's,
I don't know, am I crazy to think that Carolina should be favored in this game? I know they're not good, but the last 2 weeks they've looked better than Atlanta.
I guess the way I would say it is, that on a neutral site, they're a 1.5 favorite.
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's the only thing get in Atlanta's favor. There's no crowd there, so I don't even worry about that kind of stuff right now. You've heard many people talk about it so far in interviews, especially quarterbacks, that the fact there's no crowd has been like a tremendous game changer.
Well,
so,
watching Thursday Night Football, and I hadn't noticed this before, but Brady was just having full-on conversations with the offensive lineman. He's like, yeah, go that way. And then they're like, are we doing on something? Like, I don't know what he said. He goes, no, we're not doing that. And I was like, oh my God, I can hear the whole conversation. It's weirding me out, right? Like, I'm like, we're not supposed to hear this stuff. But yeah, I do like that whenever someone says something horrible, you get the whole, like, all the mics go off. Like, there's just no sound for like a couple seconds.
Well, they've learned from baseball. I heard the clip again the other day with Jock Peterson got called on a bad strike three. There was an F-bomb, and then he walked back, and a mother F-bomb was thrown out, and it was all on the hot mic. So... good stuff there. But Aaron Rodgers has talked about it, that he usually has like his cadences and his deals. That's why he can draw guys offsides. He's had to change them every week this year. He never has to do that because literally the video's out and they can hear word for word everything he's saying.
Yeah, they know what the audibles are and the checks and all that stuff. So yeah, that's got to be difficult to deal with. Now, Cincinnati is on the road against Baltimore. Baltimore is a 12.5-point favorite. The Bengals have not looked great this year, although they are coming off a win. Baltimore looked much, much better. 51.5 is the over in this one. And I know your boy Joey Burrow is the cover king. So what are you thinking in this Cincinnati-Baltimore game?
Yep, 4-0 against the spread, Mr. Joe Burrow. That is outstanding. That's what we want when we're talking about this segment. And I'm going to take him covering it again. I'm going to take Cincinnati plus 12.5. I think the back door will be open in this one. It could be a late drive, and he can sneak one in there. So I'm going to go Cincinnati plus 12.5, and I'll take the over in this one because Baltimore should – like, I could see like a 31-21 type game here. And you get your over, and that's only 31 because Baltimore kind of took the foot off the gas late. They're going to try to run the clock as much as they can, but Joey's going to throw it 45-plus times still, and he's going to run into something. So I like Cincinnati in the over.
I've got the under in this one. I also took Cincinnati. I think 12.5 points is too much.
Well, you're taking the under. I think you have to.
Yeah. So I got Cincinnati, and I have the under in this game. But, a couple things worry me, that I know they're saying Robert Griffin should be fine for Sunday. But, you know, he's got a knee issue, and he has a cold or some type of flu or something.
Say Robert Griffin?
Did I say Robert Griffin? Yeah. I was so proud of myself for picking Robert Griffin up yesterday in my 20-man league because I have no replacements. My 20-man IDP league, I picked up Robert Griffin to replace Lamar Jackson in case Lamar can't go. So I was thinking about how smart I was with that move.
I saw he missed two practices, but did I miss the third piece of news?
No, third piece of news. So we didn't scroll the clock back to 2012. So where Lamar is 9 or whatever, and here is here's Robert Griffin winning the Heisman. But Lamar Jackson has missed two practices in a row, and he's sick and has a knee injury. So that makes me a little worried about Baltimore overall, because, you know, just the step back you're taking. I know Robert Griffin is a good backup to have, but you know, the step back you're taking from an MVP to anybody is a big step. So, you know, that's that could be rough should that happen. Or if he gets tweaked something and they take him out, or if they're up big and they take him out, you know, so I got Cincinnati covering. I got the under in that one. Let me see. Can we get one more? Yeah, I think we can get one more in before the break. So this one has the line has moved the most on this game. Jacksonville at Houston. Houston is now a 5-point favorite. 54.5 is the over in this game. But this started at Houston -6.5. I don't know how even a home team gets 6.5 the week they fire their head coach, but Jacksonville is not fantastic. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is Jacksonville is just such a bad football team right now. Houston's not much better. I'll be completely honest, not much better. But having Billy O'Brien out of the way has to be nice. Like, literally, Romeo Cannell is a defensive guy. He's going to let the offense guys do their thing. Watson could audible every play, and no one's going to give him a hard time. Like, he could literally do what he wants out there, which might be the best thing they've done in, like, 4 years. So I think I'm going to take Houston on this one. I really want to take Minshew, but they've looked so bad lately. I'm going to take Houston. I'm going to take the over, because I do think both defenses are so broken that there will be points to be had. But I think Houston puts up a double-digit win this week.
I took Houston in the under in this one. I just don't know if I don't know if either one of the offenses are going to get rolling. David Johnson doesn't look right, and I think when you have a defensive guy in Romeo Crennel taking over the team, he's obviously not going to direct the offense too much, but I think he'll say, we want to run. So I think we'll see probably a healthy dose of not just David Johnson, but Duke Johnson as well, right?
I need backups because of COVID, so here we go.
I couldn't believe when they fired Bill O'Brien, not because it was the wrong move, but I was like, so you let this dude trade away your franchise player and all your first round picks, and then you fire him 4 weeks into the season where we knew the first 3 weeks were going to be brutal. You got KC, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, your first 3 weeks. We knew that was going to be bad. But then after hearing the J.J. Watt, Bill O'Brien blow up, I think, you know, look, even if J.J. Watt isn't what he used to be, he's still forever the face of that franchise. And you can't abide by that when you have versus J.J. Watt. I think you can argue with anyone else not named Watson and you can be okay, but not Watt.
Yeah, the Dolphins are very appreciative of what everything Bill O'Brien's done, though. So he's doing a great job there.
Well, Phoenix is going to one-up you and give him the key to the city. So, I mean, that's...
We have their first and second-round picks next year, and right now it's a top-five pick.
Yeah, well, Arizona has Hopkins. So, I mean, he's out there helping every team but his own. Yep. Exactly. So that's why we like Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien, fantastic human being, by the way. Great person. But not the greatest GM. Even okay as a coach, not a great GM, but we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll make the rest of Bubba's picks. So stick with us. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I'm back!
Welcome back, everybody. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. We're also on the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. And Casey, Bubba, and I are going over our picks for the week for the NFL. And we've got all the way through the Houston game. So your picks so far, Bubba, AZ in the under, Carolina in the over, Cincy in the over, Houston in the over. We have all the same teams. But we have three different over-unders, which makes me nervous because you're doing better than I am there. And better than Welsh. So, but I took the over in the Jets and Cardinals game. I took the under in Cincinnati and Houston. You have the over in both those games, but we're both on Carolina and the over against Atlanta because we know how bad that Atlanta defense is for sure. This one, Kansas City, this one's moved a little bit too, but not as much as the other ones. Kansas City, a 12-point favorite at home against the Raiders, 55.5. Is I think that that's the second highest over of the week. What say you on KC hosting the Raiders?
KC likes to just roast the Raiders. Like, it's so much fun to watch. And Darren Waller can't do it all himself. So I'm taking Kansas City in this one big. They're gonna go big and win this one. And because I think they're gonna put up easily over 30 points this week, I'm gonna take the over in this one because I think the Raiders will get a little bit going, but that KC defense is steep. So like, the under is very much in play. But I'll go KC in the over in this one.
I took the under because I don't know how healthy Vegas is. I mean, Jacobs doesn't look like himself. Waller was back to normal last week, but the week before that, he was only a decoy. He did not look great. No Edwards. Ruggs, I guess, is good. So that's nice. But is he really back? Or is he just practicing, right? Yeah. And then so it's Nelson Aguilar. And,
Renfro. Watch out, folks.
Yeah, but Renfro did worse than him and Zay Jones. So, I've given up on Renfro. I'm out of it. But, for KC, it's the usual suspects. Are you, what are your thoughts? And I don't want to cloud anything here, but what are your thoughts on Clyde Edwards-Helaire so far through four games?
It's been good. It's just been hard to get a feel on him because it's the Chiefs. It's the typical Chiefs where there's so many weapons. It's never like a one-man show. And in the end, no matter what kind of game flow it is, they're going to throw the ball a lot. So they're not going to focus on pounding the rock. He's been good. Don't get me wrong. But, it's been a Kelce game or it's been a, Hill had a little bit of fun. It's been all over the board. I think he's good. I think he's going to be very good. And I just don't think he's, great.
I tell you what, he makes some amazing plays where he sticks his leg in the ground and spins off someone, and you're just like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, he looks like Marshall Faulk when he does that stuff, right? But my only issue with Clyde Edwards-Helaire so far is that he hasn't been scoring. He scored the touchdown in the opener, and he hasn't scored since. We got to get him in the end zone. We got to get him in the end zone, get him some red zone looks and all that stuff because he's getting the touches. He should be a proper, top five back, but he's got to get in the end zone to start getting that. But then we go over to the Los Angeles Rams on the road at Washington. The Rams are 7-point road favorites, 46.5 in this game. Obviously, Haskins going to the bench and the pride of Desert Mountain High School, Kyle Allen. Stepping up in this game. Alex Smith is the backup. They moved Haskins all the way down to third string, and his dog died this week.
Is wrong, Ron.
I know, dude. Ron didn't do it, obviously. He said that his dog had a seizure or something, but I don't pay attention to Twitter that much. And it's like, oh my God, Haskins, come on. And he shouldn't have been benched. I don't understand this move. I mean, Kyle Allen might be better than Haskins. I don't think he is. I would prefer to keep the kid in there. But I don't know. This is a weird game because I don't have a great feel for the Rams, and I don't know what Kyle Allen is going to look like because he had some decent games last year for Carolina under Ron Rivera, but he had some pretty rough ones too. So your thoughts on how are you getting down on this game?
Yeah, you nailed a lot of it there. Kyle Allen, we saw good. We saw bad last year. I know. We talked about him pretty much every week about what's going to happen. And, he could check down to Gibson a ton, which could be great. McLaren's going to get his. And I agree, it wasn't Haskins' fault. He's very inaccurate, but he's a young quarterback. You picked him high. You need to see what he has. Like, this is the time. So it made no sense to take him out now. The Rams are confusing. I'm 100% with you. Last week's game flow and game plan just blew my mind. On paper, they should just walk in and stomp Washington in this one. I just have a weird feel about it. I'm going to take Washington and the under in this game because I just feel like this is a slow West Coast going east, early game, and they're just going to kind of drag it out. So give me Washington and give me the under in this one.
Yeah, I took Washington. I did take the over, though, because the Rams seemed to, when they were playing Buffalo a couple weeks ago, they woke up halfway through the game, right? Sure. And then started putting up points and then got hosed. I mean, look, Buffalo had gotten, the Rams had gotten a million calls in that game. But it's interesting, I think Seeley put up Haskins versus Daniel Jones stats. So I'll just read them off to you here. One of these guys is at a, hold on, that's per game. Here we go. A 61% completion. The other one is at 61%. One of them has 939 yards passing. The other has, where'd it go? Good Lord, this is not organized very well. A 949 to 889, two touchdowns to five picks versus four touchdowns to three picks. So do you know which is which by my reading off those stats?
Haskins has four touchdowns.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think they're all to McLaurin, right? Maybe one to Logan Thomas.
Yeah, I know he's got four. I had for even to mention Logan Thomas. How depressing is that? Give me all the targets in the world, but I get three catches for 25 yards.
I know. Yeah, that's good. Because they're all, you know, they're all Kirk Cousins targets over his head, at his feet, all that stuff. All right, so let's go to the next game, and that is my Pittsburgh Steelers coming off, apparently, what is their bye week, hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Pittsburgh is a 7-point favorite. 44.5 is the over on that one.
Yeah, you got Connor on extra rest. Juju's going to be there. Deontay's going to be back from concussion. Give me Pittsburgh in a big, big way because Philadelphia is garbage. Pittsburgh over, that simple.
I mean, I think this is one of the easier games of the week to pick, and I don't usually, you know, say that about my own team, but Philly looks bad. Carson Wentz has the most turnover-worthy throws in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus. So. And it's not real close. So it's not just the line is bad. It's Carson Wentz has been, he's shook right now. All right, let's go to San Francisco hosting your Dolphins. San Francisco is a 9-point favorite. 51.5 is the over in that game.
Yeah, Jimmy G might be coming back. That'll be good news for the Niners, of course. But give me the beard, Miami +9 on this one, and give me the over 51.5.
I despise this line. I think this line is just about perfect. I think San Francisco should be winning this game by 10 points, especially if Jimmy G's back in. Mostert might be back too. Debo's, you know, been back, and we'll have Jimmy G back. So, like, this game looks to me like a San Francisco stomping of Miami. But one thing goes wrong for San Francisco. Miami pulls it within, you know, a touchdown or a field goal or something. So I'm taking the Niners, and I'm taking the under because I don't like either offense the way they're playing right now. But I hate this game overall. I would not bet it. This one is also I feel like it's almost as hard. The Colts are on the road against Cleveland. The Colts are a 1.5-point road favorite. 46.5 is the over on that game.
This feels like Trap City. Indianapolis, one of the best defenses in football, but who have they really played? So that one makes it think a little bit. You got Cleveland coming off their drubbing of the Cowboys in Dallas and their home dogs. Like, this is just one of those games that makes you go, what in the world is going on? And for that reason, I'm taking Indianapolis. I think they're the better complete football team. They have the better O-line, the whole situation. Baker can make mistakes real quickly. So give me Indianapolis in this one, -1.5, and give me the under in this game.
All right. Finally, we're lockstep on that one. I mean, we got Pittsburgh in the over too. I took the over in the Washington game. You took the under, but we're going on this one the same. And I think that's what it boils down to. I wouldn't put any money on this game, but if I'm even considering it, I'm definitely going to take the team that I think is the most complete team. And even though Phillip Rivers and T.Y. Hilton haven't got on the right page and everything, I just think the Colts are better than the Browns. So now we've got New York Giants on the road against Dallas. This line has shifted a lot too. Dallas is an 8.5-point favorite, and the line has dipped. I think it was 56 or 57 on the over. It's 54 now. So a lot of people hammering that under, it looks like. But Dallas by 8.5, 54 is the over. What do you say?
Yeah, this game should be interesting to watch, but the Giants, my goodness, how bad can you be? And same with Dallas. So this is like just, it's either going to be a really bad football game or it's going to be electric like most Dallas games. So I'm going to take the Giants +8.5, and I'm going to take the over, and I don't like that at all. But I'm going to take Giants.
Samesies. I did the same. Look, I don't know that we've seen a defense play worse for as long a stretch as we've seen Dallas play. So they have been
times do it in the past. Like he's just been I don't know what happened this year, but he was decent at times last year. So, and he's got a lot of weapons. So I'm holding out hope.
Well, look, this is a slump buster right here. The Cowboys secondary right now, it's packed with a bunch of rookies and nobody. So, I mean, it's time for some slump busting. I mean, you know, you could probably use Earl Thomas, but I know he's not the greatest teammate in the world. So, how about the Minnesota Vikings on the road against Seattle? Seattle home favorites by 7 points, 56.5 is the over on that one.
Yeah, no 12th man. 12th man make a big difference here. So give me Minnesota plus 7, but give me the over because I think they're going to go back and forth in this game. And Justin Jefferson and company, Dalvin Cook, give me Minnesota, but give me the over in this one. Good Sunday night game.
I feel it is going to be great. I hope it's going to be a great Sunday night football game. But this one also feels like it's going to be, you know, kind of a proving ground to what Seattle is. Are they a team that can step up and play well on defense and really blow out a team? Because I think they should be able to do that to Minnesota. Or are they a team that you have to score points to win because the defense is so bad? And I know they're most likely missing Jamal Adams again, and they just can't put pressure on any quarterback. So you give Cousins time. He's not the greatest, but you give Cousins time, he'll make throws. So I'm lockstep in that game as well. Last game of the week. Like I said, we don't have lines on those, you know, the New England-Denver game or the Tennessee and Buffalo game because we're just not sure they're going to get played. So I was checking FanDuel before and I didn't see any lines. But the Monday night game is the Chargers on the road against the Saints. The Saints are 8.5-point home favorites. 50.5 is the over here. Justin Herbert is definitely starting this game. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he's announced a starter over Tyrod. Sorry for puncturing your lung, Tyrod. That sucks. Chargers plus 8.5. I think he can keep it close enough. He's been very impressive. And give me the over in that game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over as well. But I think rookie going to rookie in this game. And we saw Drew Brees. We saw Drew Brees actually throw the ball down the field last week. So it was a nice big side. Not only did he throw the ball downfield, but he got it to Manny Sanders, which true. I was very
just remember though, it's a primetime game, so get ready for Taysom Hill to screw things up.
God, you know what Taysom Hill is fetch, right?
Well done.
That's Taysom good. Hill is fetch. Stop trying to make him happen. He's not going to happen. It's over with. It's done. I can't take Taysom Hill anymore. I'm sick of it. So, he was a great player at BYU and a hard-nosed dude, a bunch of injuries in college, so a hard-working dude. Love him. Get him off the field. It's Drew Brees. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback. What the hell are you doing? I'm sorry. If you want to let him start, let Brees retire. Then throw him out there. But don't try to, you know, muster him in. I don't like that. But we got to take a break. When we come back, we will end our pick segment by looking at a parlay that Bubba will put together. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. Endless love time. You know what that means. It is the end of the show. If you'd be so kind to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITMArmy, where we're talking football all year long, baseball all year long, basketball, college football, everything you could possibly want. We're talking about it on the GroupMe for $5 or more. You get our 2 secret shows a month. We're going to end up doing 3 this month. And, you know, so much more. We're running ADP drafts right now as well. I'm getting those signed up for Monday. Everyone doing a bunch of mocks. So we're going to get like a nice ITL baseball ADP going early this year. So that's going to be fun. But Bubba, what is your 3-team parlay for week 5? What do we got?
We're going Carolina-Atlanta over. If that doesn't hit, my whole weekend's ruined anyways. So we're going to go over on that one. I'm going to go Indianapolis -1.5. Better football team should win that game outright. And obviously, if they're -1.5, they will. And then Pittsburgh -7. They should just drub Philadelphia.
All right. You got two out of three of these I would not take because I'm not confident in the Colts yet to take them, but I do think they should win that game. I mean, I picked all sides of this, so I do like that. I won't bet on my own team because it's bad karma, so won't do that. Pittsburgh minus seven, although I'm very confident in that game, so I'm with you. But like I said, you know, every time I bet on them, they turn into the Bengals. So no, thank you. And then Carolina Atlanta over. I'm all about that. Atlanta has had injuries with DeMonte KZ, and the entire secondary looks like trash. So I think DJ Moore could actually get back on track this week. So here's hoping and keeping our fingers crossed. But that's going to wrap it up for us. Please follow us on Twitter at Bogman Sports for me, at Is It the Welsh for the Welsh, at BD Entrick for Casey Bubba. We will be back next weekend. I'm telling you guys, we are Braves fans. All of us are Braves fans this week. We would do the chop if it hadn't been canceled. We love it. So go Braves, beat those Dodgers, and we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.